Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Before I forget, I'm going to say out of the gates, we're scheduled in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast tomorrow to have Senator-elect Rand Paul on. We got Ventura with big news on multi-fronts joining us next week, Jesse Ventura. Today is going to be a jam-packed transmission as well. It is the 9th day of December 2010 on this Thursday edition. We have John Young of Cryptome, the proto or archetype of WikiLeaks, and also involved at multi-levels in what you could call the founding of the WikiLeaks type system. He has a lot of inside intel on it, so he'll be joining us coming up in about 45 minutes from now. We've got Donald Light coming on the broadcast, who is a visiting professor at Stanford University and professor of comparative healthcare, the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey. And he has written a book breaking down one of the biggest killers, if not the biggest, it's right up there with automobile accidents, are prescription drugs. So they've got big sis with telescreens going up saying watch for terrorists everywhere and don't trust your neighbor when more people die each year from bee stings than terrorism in this country. The border's wide open, 28,000 deaths, you know about that. And meanwhile, we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of deaths from these deadly prescription drugs. It's well known, but he's done the breakdowns and cross-referenced all the big studies. So Donald Light coming on about that, one of the most dangerous things in our society. Now, it's not as scary looking as a man wearing a turban. I'll give you that. And it's not as much fun to run around and be afraid at night and hide under your bed from prescription drugs. But it is arguably the number one cause of unnatural death in this nation. And that's the government's own admissions that, oh, it's killing 300 plus thou a year. It's probably a lot more than that. Flesh-eating bacteria infections out of hospitals and clinics are killing a couple hundred thou a year. And don't worry, they'll just keep giving antibiotics to people who don't need them. I mean, you better only take antibiotics if you can't whip it. I've had strep throat and things before for 2 weeks, and I won't take it until I beat it. Not because I don't know antibiotics are great. It's because I don't want to lower my immunity and then also contribute to growing, you know, more and more deadly bacteria. One time I did break down, though, and take antibiotics when a security guard jumped out of nowhere at the Supreme Court building. I'd walked up on a Sunday when Bilderberg had ended, and we were there shooting some video of different government buildings for cutaway shots and films. In fact, you see the shots in the Fall of the Republican Obama Deception, and a cop jumps out and says, "What are you doing?" So I kind of hood turned towards him, and the feet on the pillars are about 2 feet tall, and I turned and just gashed my shin through the jeans, cut my shin. And I didn't really – I kind of ignored it at the time. There was a little bit of bleeding. And so I make the joke that the Supreme Court building bit me because a month later I had pus just pouring out of my leg. And they did x-rays and they found out it was rotting, I guess kind of a gangrenous type bacteria under the skin all around the bone. And so thank God for those antibiotics or it would have been saw my left leg off. So I'm not saying antibiotics aren't magical. Very important since they're being overused. So now we got flesh-eating bacteria running wild everywhere, different forms of it. All right, I've already just gotten distracted off here at the start of the broadcast. I'm very good at that. So we have John Young, Donald Light, and Lord Monckton joining us from Cancun. Boy, big news there. Ted Turner and the UN saying global one-child policy, 95% population reductions. We've got to shut down the industrial society, on and on and on. Just total brazen criminality, masquerading as saviors of the world. He'll be joining us from Cancun, there on the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico in the war-torn region. We'll get into a lot more coming up on WikiLeaks, the economy, you name it, straight ahead. Key Intel, stay with us.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot. Absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Thursday, ninth day of December, 2010, and it'll be live here for the next 3 hours. Lord Christopher Monckton joins us from the Criminal Summit, where the globalists are camouflaging their world government feudal takeover. World government establishment of feudalism is what they're attempting. He'll be joining us from Cancun coming up in the last hour. Donald Light, again, a researcher and author dealing with how the prescription drugs are causing so many hundreds of thousands of deaths each year here in the United States alone. And John Young of Cryptome is going to be joining us as well coming up here in about 35 minutes. From now, let me just dive straight into the news and information. We will have Rand Paul, Senator-elect, last 30 minutes of the broadcast tomorrow. I want to just throw that tidbit out there. We have some other big surprise guests with key intel coming up on the transmission next week, of course, and I'll also be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The London Telegraph has reported on 2010's top searches, and it's the Google Zeitgeist top searches of 2010. And we've actually been listed in these before we started having Google bombs and having listeners do that. We've had films like Endgame, Obama Deception, The Name Alex Jones, Infowars.com, showing up as top search trends. And you can actually see that on the Google Trends. You'll notice Alex Jones is always being searched and is always in the top 100 searches or so. And again, that's not, oh, look, people are searching my name. Aren't I important? It's an indicator of the fact that we're having such a big effect. But over the year, Alex Jones was the 10th most popular search result in the news and current events section of Google Analytics. So throughout the year, Alex Jones was number 10. Other results were election 2010, rail strike, Democrat, things like that. So very, very interesting to show the effect that we're having overall there. That from the London Telegraph today with the headline, Google Zeitgeist Top Searches for 2010. Okay, let's get into the financial news right now. This is really scary. You notice interest rates are actually going up now on mortgages, even though the official lending rate is basically zero for the big mega banks. They get the Federal Reserve largesse backed up by taxpayer money at basically 0%. And then we have to go out and get loans from them. And you've seen credit cards go up now, in many cases above 30%, whereas there was low lending on mortgages in the attempt to get the economy going. Those have now spiked up in the last month. Why is all this happening? Because the decision has been made to devalue the dollar, to accelerate the devaluation. The Chinese 2 weeks ago announced, of course, with the Russians, they will no longer engage in inner trade between the two nations, back and forth, the two nations that border each other on several areas, very strong trading partners. They will no longer use the dollar as the world reserve currency in their business exchanges. So that has further damaged the dollar. And there's been a lot of other things happening. The Arabs are moving away from using the dollar. The euro is moving away from using the dollar. Latin America is accelerating their move away from it. Africa is accelerating their move away from it, because it's being devalued in their hands. And short term, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and other economists have explained here, as the dollar plunges, countries go in and try to buy it to prop it up because they've already been held hostage by having such giant holdings in it. But now they're realizing, well, it doesn't matter if we try to prop it up short term. Over the long term aggregate, or even on a yearly graph, which is midterm, the dollar is being devalued and the writing is on the wall. So that is a big deal. And all other major currencies are going to follow this as well until all currencies are debased. And then they will, of course, then force everyone onto the SDR that's already in full operation, which is a completely digital cashless system run by the IMF and World Bank. And to give the, quote, currency, digital currency, some backup and some supposed value, it will be under the credit and faith of the planet, and the carbon taxes, the VAT taxes, the Tobin taxes, the travel taxes, all paid directly to the bankers that have engineered this collapse. And now we're seeing more evidence of that. CNBC bond prices plunge for second day on deficit fears. U.S. Treasuries plunged yesterday, Wednesday, extending Tuesday's sharp losses and pushing benchmark yields to a six-month high, after a deal in Washington to extend tax cuts fueled fears of inflation and swelling budget deficit. So it continues from there. See, if they don't suppress the economy and have a depression on Main Street, all of these tens of trillions of dollars pumped into the global markets will cause inflation. So that's why the banks don't loan this money out to the general public. They're freezing it. The money is only for them to use to consolidate and buy up infrastructure. But if they do cut taxes, that will let the economy grow a bit more, and then more of that money will flow to the people, and so that will accelerate inflation. But in my view, they're already inflating the currency. They're already devaluing it. And it's better to at least have some of our money in the short term before it's completely devalued than have our money devalued in the long term and have the economy continue to stall into a total depression. But side issue. Continuing, U.S. Treasuries hit by biggest sell-off in 2 years. people are not buying them. When the Treasury offers them on the open market, people aren't buying them. So you're having record monetization of the private Federal Reserve that takes our tax money. We have to back this up and then buys U.S. debt. And then, of course, they get the interest on it out of nothing. And China is the biggest owner of treasuries, but right behind them is the private Federal Reserve. And if this continues, by the middle of next year, CNBC has even reported that the Federal Reserve, the private cartel, will be the biggest owner of our debt. So the private banker is completely owning us. U.S. Treasury suffered their biggest two-day sell-off since the collapse of Lehman Brothers following a torrid month that has seen borrowing costs for Western governments soar. See, Germany, Portugal, Greece, Ireland, the nation's cost to borrow money from the private central banks that we the people back up and fund with taxes, that cost is going up. And it's been even reported by the Irish newspapers that this debt is not owed by the Irish people. It's the bank's derivatives debt. But they're saying, sorry, Ireland will now be totally owned by offshore banks, and we're raising your taxes and cutting your benefits. I mean, it's just pure robbery. And people say, oh, the Irish, you know, they you know, the Greeks, it's their fault. We're all in the same boat together. We're all being sucked dry. It's just happening in a domino effect where the globalists suck one country dry and then move on to the next. That's always been the model that they've used over and over again. So, continuing here, Germany, Japan, and the U.S. have all seen their benchmark market interest rates rise by more than a quarter in the past month, while the U.K. has risen by nearly a fifth. You could argue that we are at the next stage where the global cost of capital goes higher and higher. See, the bankers have hoarded the thousands of trillions, and they've got all these toxic assets. They hold everybody hostage. The governments raise taxes, pump money into the banks, and then the banks say, okay, now I'm going to raise the price for you to get that loan, whether you're a government or a corporation or individual. I mean, it's total global consolidation. You could argue that we are in the next stage where the global cost of capital goes higher and higher, and that's the inflation, said Stephen Major, global head of fixed income research, HSBC. Oh, but what do you get at your bank? You might get 1%, but the bankers, they get 30% on your credit card. You figuring this out? The yield on a 10-year U.S. Treasuries hit a six-month high of 3.33% on Wednesday, up 0.39% points from Monday, and 1% higher than its October low. Japanese five-year yields also rose the most in 2 years, while Germany's benchmark borrowed cost hit 3%. People are getting out of the market and moving to the sidelines, feeling shell-shocked at the speed of the rise in yields, said David Adler, strategist for CRT Capital. And it just goes on from there. This is big, big news. The market moves came after President Obama agreed with congressional Republicans to extend Bush-era tax cuts and combine them with a $120 billion payroll tax holiday. But investors and traders were divided on whether this was sufficient to explain the recent global spike in yields. And here's the key. The primary explanation is that growth expectations have increased because of better economic data and the stimulus, second stimulus provided by the U.S. government. But others argue it could be due to fears that the U.S. Federal Reserve will not follow through on asset purchases or because of higher government deficits. It is probably all three, said Mr. Major. So it continues. And by the way, they tried to suppress gold and silver the last 3 days. They're both shooting right back up to those all-time highs right now today. Okay, in other news, again, Moncton's coming up in the last hour. They are at the Copenhagen Summit, part two in, that's what they're calling it, part two in Cancun, Mexico, openly trying to get rid of the UN treaty signed decades ago, banning chemtrailing or geoengineering. They're actually down there admitting they just want to go public with their manipulation of the weather that's already going on as they play God and set the precedent to be able to do whatever they want. And again, have a global treaty to deal with that. We've got the latest on WikiLeaks and John Young of Cryptome coming up. really the granddaddy of the WikiLeaks type system. We've also got just incredible news dealing with some class action lawsuits dealing with secret DNA databases.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Every time I mention DynCorp or Halliburton running giant child kidnapping rings, I get sent comments or see emails of people saying, what are you talking about? Well, we've probably written 20, 30 articles. I haven't counted them up over the years at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com linking to BBC, AP, Reuters, you name it. DynCorp runs in the United States the biggest percentage of private contractors that are CPS agents kidnapping your children, no judge, no jury, no due process. But I'm talking about overseas predominantly, but also in Latin America, DynCorp, Halliburton, they don't just kidnap women and children. They kidnap men. It's come out in major newspapers like the Chicago Tribune, and take them to third world countries in giant slave camps and have them work in brick factories. Eastern European men, Arab men, I mean it's like slavery 300 years ago. And it comes out, and then nobody gets in trouble. But it's interesting. People are now going through the tens of thousands of WikiLeaks documents, and the Houston Press is reporting on, and links to other mainstream news articles about it. WikiLeaks, Texas company helped pimp little boys to stoned Afghan cops. And this is just a State Department cable with the Afghans complaining. Because, you know, I mean, it's come out with Blackwater and the cocaine parties and the naked men all wallowing around in federal court. That's come out in the going outside at night naked in Baghdad and just shooting up cars for fun. I mean, and we're like, that's our patriotic men from DynCorp. That's our patriotic men. DynCorp is with the sex slave rings worldwide. I'm sorry. That's our patriotic men from Blackwater, now XE. That's who they hire. That's what they do. Okay, that's their business at DynCorp. I mean, I can play the congressional hearings right now for you. I've played them many times. You just go to YouTube and type in congressional hearing brings up DynCorp and child kidnapping. And they asked Rumsfeld about it in the committee hearing, and why didn't they get in trouble? And he just says, oh, they don't get in trouble. And they just kind of laugh about it. It's funny to them. And so when I get up here and I explain to you this is going on, I have seen hundreds of mainstream news articles about UN peacekeepers, DynCorp, the UN, every month, no matter where they are, Haiti, in the Caribbean, or Africa, or Asia, or Central Asia. It doesn't matter. That's who these people are. That's what they do. And it's come out in Italian television, tied in with some of these big contractor groups and organizations in the U.S. with snuff films. And I've seen the English translations of the Italian newspapers on this stuff. The whole world knows about this, but the average American, where it'll describe two male toddlers and what they do to them, and then they blow their heads off with a revolver on video. This is sold in the U.S., And I've walked up to cops in front of the DynCorp building in Austin and said, you know, that's DynCorp. They've been in the news involved in this. You guys want to bust some real criminals. And the cops all laughed at me. And then one of them said, the commander said, yeah, I work for them. I do work for them, and laughed at me. And they had all like this demonic look on their faces. Like when they hear about real crime, it's funny. Oh, it's real funny. It's like that FBI agent I called at the Threat Fusion Center 2 days ago. The video's up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. And I said, here's Anwar al-Awlaki, mainstream news, top al-Qaeda, secretly hanging out at the Pentagon, and he's behind all the recent attacks and all the patsies. And I want to report on bombs in Building 7, and I'm going to send you the videos of this. And the guy said, all right, here's the P.O. box, and hung up on me. I called up and said, my neighbor's doing something in their garage. They got guns. That guy would have been, what? Okay, let me write this down right now. Oh, a citizen we can throw in jail? Oh, let me get on him right now. Oh, I saw an old lady. She isn't recycling her newspaper. Oh, well, call the police. There'll be an environmental officer there. Give her a fine. Good job. Would you like to work for us as a spy in the community? I mean, that's all this is. You know, do you hear your neighbors criticizing the government? That's on record. But, oh, let me tell you who the actual terrorists are. I have smoking guns. I have government documents where they planned 9/11. I'm not going to talk to you. Click. Officers, DynCorp, they're involved in giant child kidnapping rings worldwide, and they run the local CPS. I know. I work for them. Alex, get out of here. You think you're safe from the New World Order cop?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting. Coming up in about 12 minutes, John Young of Cryptome.org, who even the New York Observer calls the granddaddy of the whole WikiLeaks type movement. He'll be joining us with his inside intel on WikiLeaks. We've got Lord Monckton coming up in the last hour from Cancun, Mexico, where they're again openly promoting eugenics, forced population reduction, world government. I was getting into the latest WikiLeaks cables with DynCorp involved peddling little boys. Well, that's, see, their security operations are a cover for trafficking in illegal things. And they've got diplomatic immunity, just like they're always catching UN ambassadors and people and workers shipping drugs, sex slaves in their houses. You see that every few months in the news because they're above the law. So I just want you to know that's coming up. Also, class action filed over newborn baby's blood. It's now becoming mainstream news. You notice these suits are all being filed in Austin because we've been talking about it for 15 years. They're taking baby's blood at birth, and they now, in one suit they settled, got the documents, as I told people they would, that the Army has a secret DNA database. So now there's a new suit on that, and the Army pays the hospitals to take your blood. It's through the health department, which was set up over 100 years ago as the racial hygiene department. The U.S. Government controlling the health departments has sterilized millions of Americans from the 1920s right through the 1980s. So if they come and grab you in a truck and take you and chop your uterus out, oh, they didn't just tie their tubes. They went inside. Sometimes they do medical surgeries for fun. They'd kill people sometimes. They'd kill newborn babies. Of course they take your blood secretly for a DNA database. People had to catch them in the 80s and stop the secret sterilizations and the kidnappings. So, of course, they're taking your blood secretly. That's now ABC News. But they're still trying to whitewash it. Oh, the Pentagon has your blood. Gee, they think you're cattle. They think they own you, okay? I was telling you about DynCorp and child kidnapping yesterday. Here it is in the WikiLeaks from the U.S. government going, gee, the Afghans are getting mad about them taking their kids. Here in America, we just go, oh, you the neighbor saw me spank my kid? Here, DynCorp, ship little Bobby to Saudi Arabia. They like to rape children. I do what law enforcement says. All right, I'm going to shut up. I'm just getting really angry and really tired of people being in denial out there. Grow up and realize how much trouble we're in. There's pure evil going on all around us. Just the average person is in denial. I'm not in denial. All right. I'm going to get off the high horse, but I'm not on a high horse. I'm angry. I'm angry and I'm sick of it. And I'm not the weirdo because I'm angry about major defense contractors involved in every crime you can imagine. On record, they never get in trouble. Now, for the next 10 minutes, I want to go to Steve Shank of eFoodsDirect.com because he's got a Christmas special that he's running right now that is so important, and we need to get self-sufficient, and this is the storable food company I support that I believe in, and just like he told you a year and a half ago, because he manufactures and puts his own food, you know, all produced in America together, non-GMO, non-hybrid, doesn't have the additives in it. He saw the prices going up for wholesalers. Now the media is talking about the food bubble. Well, it's not a food bubble. The dollar's being devalued globally, and food is traded worldwide still on the dollar. Steve Shank, first off, you were right about food prices going up. They're going up globally.
Well, it doesn't take brain surgery to figure out what's going on with this thing. The fascinating experience that we're having is they're pumping a whole bunch of goofy money into the economy, which is devaluing the dollar. At the same time, we've got foreclosure rates that, by the way, on the foreclosure rates, Alex, it's absolutely absurd. You hear about the percentages each month, but you don't hear about the cumulative stuff, the people that are still out of their homes from a year ago. And the jobless rate's going nuts. And now they've got this Senate Bill number 510. I'm sure that you're up and down all over that one, because when we've got a bad situation where families can't even afford food now because they've got no jobs and they don't have homes to live in, now they're wanting to control the ability of us to grow our own and to be able to traffic in food.
It shuts down the truck farms. It shuts down all these little farms holding on by selling locally. The communes, the co-ops that are just sprouting up everywhere, it's panicking the system. Every week we see video from surveillance cameras of police SWAT-teaming Amish, SWAT-teaming little farms, selling eggs. I mean, they're going nuts.
Yeah. And then we've got Gerald Celente, where he's coming out with the absolute facts about what he has predicted before, which he's been absolutely right on. And now he's talking strictly about food. We're in the fifth year of that worldwide famine, Alex, that you and I have talked about regularly. And
we got people not just buying the treasuries now, they're dumping their treasuries.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the fact is that Celente has come out very strongly with regard to exactly what is going to solve the individual family's problem. We can't do much about all this New World Order stuff except be aware of it and adjust for it. But the solution that we have, there's only one, It's got to be food. You know, right now, in fact, in Salenti's last article that we were reading here at the office just the other day, the dependency on food is so absolute that the true freedom fighters right now have a food supply. That's the way you fight it. You fight for your freedom with food. And that's why we've come up with this holiday thing. I think everyone that knows about us realizes that every time during the holiday season we come up with the best shot we can at getting the most food into as many family homes as possible. And looking at the financial structure that we've got in the economy right now, this last one is probably the best we've ever done, Alex, but because it's absolutely needed. What we've done is we've taken the 12-month food supply and broken it down so that you can get it in 6-month supplies, but if you buy two of them, the shipping is free, and you also save $260 in addition to the savings on the shipping costs.
You've offered free shipping before, which I've never seen any other company do, because for those that don't know, one of the biggest expenses is the shipping, because food is heavy. This is a lot of food. But then to add a discount on the food as well. And, folks, the reason you go with eFoods Direct, number one, they're the biggest. The longest continually operating. Others claim that they've been operating longer. I've done the research. It's not the case. This is new food. It's high quality. You know you can trust it. This is where I get my affordable food. It's a great price. They're great sponsors of the freedom movement for decades. The J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com. Steve Shank, the owner, is with us. I hope you take advantage of this. And I'm going to be honest with you. I've got family, you know, who is struggling over the years. I've bought them year supplies of food, you know, because that's where I invest, is in my family. Or whether it's a month supply. They've got a lot of other 6-month specials, you name it. But again, Steve, give folks the specific special you're offering for the holidays and how long you're going to be offering it.
This is a 6-month supply. We've also got two other supplies that they can look up on the internet. By the way, on the internet, it's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. For those of you that aren't all that computer savvy, get on 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. And if you put together two of these specials, the shipping is absolutely free, but on each one of them, you've got $260 savings, which is just absolutely remarkable. So very simply, what we've done, Alex, is try and get the very most of the very best food out for the very least, so that people, a lot of folks, we did a special during the Black Friday thing, and we were absolutely amazed at the number of people that are saying, heck with this thing, we're putting our Christmas money into something that can really mean something for us in the coming months.
Well, you know, I was out in my garage this morning and looking at my storable food, the attic's full of food. I've got a 3-year supply for my whole family. And then I went in and checked my guns in the gun safe and even did a little oiling this morning. And I only do that a few times a year. But the point is, just my instinct told me, go look at your food, go look at your guns. And it's not that I live in fear. I'm like the ant who prepares for the winter, not the grasshopper. It's that as a man and as a steward of my family and my community, I need to be prepared and not be dependent on others. That is the first thing I'm to do. The Bible says that. And anybody who's got half a brain knows you need God, guns, guts, food, you know, your bullets, your beans, your Bibles. It's very, very simple. And this food lasts more than 10 years in climate controlled, 10 years. You know, I do things like after I've got food that's getting to be 6-7 years old, I give it to the food bank or I start eating it or I take it to the deer camp. Or, cause a lot of this food's, you know, really tasty and good, even from companies years ago I got it from before I knew about eFoods Direct. But the last three waves and the last 4 years I bought from the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com, because they've got the highest quality. Some of the other companies, that, you know, you'll see MSG or it'll have fillers or it's, you know, from China or whatever. The government MREs, not trustworthy. There's some good companies out there that produce them. But when you go to eFoodsDirect.com, you know it's high quality. Briefly, tell folks about, you got a wide spectrum of food, gourmet, you know, prepackaged, the raw foods. You've got a bunch of different things you offer.
Well, basically, the whole idea is that if people are going to bet their lives on what they put into their food savings account, they've got to have everything. You've got the bulk items, the dehydrated foods that are the mainstay for.
You've got the Nutraversal soups and chilies and breads that have the vitamins in them.
Yep, absolutely, and they're prepared. Most of the prepared items are so easy. The design was based on the fact that a 10-year-old can prepare every one of those prepared meals. And so the fact is that you will not find better tasting food. And what's happening is that people are able to save it, and they can use it. A lot of people right now, with the economy the way it is, we've got hundreds, virtually thousands of people that are using this food on a regular basis to supplement their budget.
Well, yeah, you warned them years ago, buy the food before the dollar devalues more, then you have that saving later, because this is really tasty food. eFoods Direct, the letter E, foodsdirect.com. Give them the toll-free number.
800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Or eFoodsDirect.com. Well, Steve, I can't think of more important work than what you're doing and your support of this broadcast as well. You are the place to get food that people can really trust and depend on. And I don't have to tell people that in the Great Depression, major universities have estimated over the 10 years, 7 million people died from illnesses related to malnutrition and starvation. That's with about 89 to 90%, depending on the study, of people being agrarian or living on the farm or near a farm. Now we're right at 90% urban. Only half of the 10% that live on farms are self-sufficient. With the type of depression that's unfolding, prepare for, you know, the worst. I'm hoping for the best, but it's important, ladies and gentlemen, to get storable food, eFoodsDirect.com. And again, Steve, in closing, that number one more time. The offer is, one more time, tell folks the specific offer on the free shipping and the discount.
Okay, it's a six-month supply that we've put together, and if they put two of them together, it's free shipping, but there's a total savings of $260 right out of the chute on that. And as far as the call, 800-409-5633, and on the net, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Alex, I sure appreciate your help.
Well, Steve, we sure appreciate you coming on the broadcast with us. God bless you. There you go, Steve Shank of eFoodsDirect.com. I wouldn't procrastinate if I was you, ladies and gentlemen. And if you ended up not needing this food, you can eat your investment. It's insurance you can eat. But the way this world's going, it's important to be self-sufficient. Now, I want to, for the next 30 minutes or so, talk to John Young, the editor and one of the key founders of Cryptome.org. It's been around since 1996 by independent scholars and the architect John Young and others. And the New York Observer had an article that quoted myself, the original WikiLeaker, it's got my quote in here. And I think it says it all, that his work is very important, said Alex Jones, the radio host and founder of Infowars.com. I don't really know of anybody who was posting secret, classified, and restricted, but also open source documents to a site and creating a library. And they cut my quote off there. I went on to say, before Cryptome. You have to say that he is the granddaddy of the WikiLeaks type phenomenon. And he was also knows some of the WikiLeakers and has had a critical view of Assange in the past. But now with all of this unfolding, we'll get John Young's breakdown on what he thinks is going on here. John, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Alex. Good to hear from you.
Good to have you here with us. We're going to break in a moment. But I have always stated that I believe Assange was being set up as a unwitting or perhaps witting asset of the CIA, like a Lee Harvey Oswald. We know there's the George Soros, Leslie Gelb, all of those connections there. And Wayne Madsen has agreed with you that it's suspicious. So has Webster Tarpley. Now it appears that they're going to use this as an electronic 9/11, and they're announcing to come in and start shutting down web freedom on the Internet.
Yeah, that's the kind of talk they're making now. I just say that I think they'd like to keep this going about another 10 years so they can keep asking for more money for it. So that I think they'll keep making these rumbling noises and hope that WikiLeaks or others like it will continue doing this thing because it's tremendous way to raise funds for governments.
Again, they get to build their giant cybersecurity spying grids in the name of countering their own leakers.
That's right, and that's why they set up CyberComm, almost holding the hands of WikiLeaks to do so.
Amazing. Well, I mean, when we look at this, these women that set him up, one of them is absolutely, you know, in Cuba running CIA ops. I mean, this is really, what do you think of Assange? Do you agree they're setting him up as the fall guy?
It's possible. Often people are set up with their not being completely witting about it, and it's not hard to do because there's a constant drumbeat of we need to challenge authority, we need to challenge the CIA, we need to do this and that, and so this is a fairly well-known way to get some traction for a website or an initiative and to raise some money through it. And so the allegation of having sexual affairs is usually a component of that.
Well, they claim that about Daniel Ellsberg. Stay there. Segment coming up. We'll continue to get into your overall view of the history of WikiLeaks, who's behind it, what's really happening with Julian Assange, these massive hack attacks against Sweden and MasterCard and Visa.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsprout.com. SproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365. Or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
John Young of Cryptome.org is our guest. He knows a lot about at least the founding and of WikiLeaks and some of the people involved. But it's on record that Cass Sunstein, who said that they would basically sabotage the web by posing as freedom fighters and leakers, really introduced WikiLeaks to the world in 2007 in an editorial in the Washington Post that he wrote. So it's pretty much admitted this is a CIA group. As Mr. Young said on this show over a year ago and predicted much of what's now unfolded, if you're going to have a trillion-dollar war in Afghanistan or Iraq, you got to go stage some terror attacks, fund the opposition. If you're going to have an excuse to take over the web and spy on everybody, you've got to finance some leaks. And you see the media, the way they supported it, the way they always hype it up. But I think, again, Assange is a useful dupe that they're flushing down the toilet. But time will tell. John, walk through what you believe is happening here, the founding of WikiLeaks, where you think this is going. John, give us your view on the statements I just made. He must have lost our audio. I can hear him typing. That happens with phones sometimes. John Young, can you hear me? All right, we'll call him back.
John here.
Okay, John, go through your original concerns about WikiLeaks.
Well, as you know, Alex, I was sucker punched into serving as a public face of WikiLeaks because they didn't want any of them to be named in the registration of the website. So I did it because I've done it for others. And I was led to believe that it was a public benefit operation. But within a few weeks, it announced that it intended to raise $5 million in the first 6 months. I said, wait a minute. That doesn't sound like public benefit to me. That sounds like a high-value-funded program. And I mentioned two examples, CIA and Soros. I didn't accuse them of that. I said it would be like that, in which deep pockets are funding some. You can't just raise money by an unknown organization in that brief period of time. Now, we know that businesses do that, though, with the same kind of rollout. And so that was my first sense, that this was a business operation, not a public benefit operation. And it turned out to be that. So, others may make the link to CIA and Soros. By the way, both of whom use the same techniques of claiming to be public benefit, but far from being the only ones. Churches do it, educationalists do it, and so forth. So that public benefit is a well-known subterfuge for actually making pretty good money these days. Of course, following the government model.
Okay, now, so, I mean, that's an important tidbit. You registered, and that's been confirmed, the WikiLeaks URL to begin with. When was that, John?
That was in December 2007.
And have you seen the fact that it was Cass Sunstein that basically introduced them to the world?
Say that again, Alex.
It was Cass Sunstein who introduced WikiLeaks to the world in that Washington Post article he wrote in 2007.
And
this is a guy who openly says that he would pose as activists on the web as a pretext to bring censorship in. Now they're introducing the legislation to do just that. I mean, this is pretty obvious.
Well, it's certainly a complicated story and needs to be watched very carefully because I think there's a lot of smoke being blown about this, and that a lot of the usual exculpation and accusation are being rolled out as part of that smoke blowing on all party sides. Some of the enthusiasts for WikiLeaks are seen to be operating in concert with some of its opponents. It looks like they're in lockstep to me.
Really? Okay, stay there. We're back in 1 minute, John. 1 minute break. I want to try to give you the floor so that I'm not just asking the questions. I want to give you the floor to break down what you think's going on and to cut through this fog of war, this fog of info war, and give us a clear image of what you, a true insider, thinks. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.